Solar One, Thinking Ahead. Solar One, Hot Box Receiver. By Richard Williams, May 31, 2009. Thinking ahead some on this Solar One, of engineering.com, I decided to put some time and effort into planning on how the mirrors will focus onto the receiver once I have both arrays built and ganged together. I designed a hot box receiver from the scrap I know I have on hand, and this is how it looks after bringing everything into an assembly with SolidWorks. Using those things that I have learned over the years, I designed my ideas around a few possibilities. First of all, some of these mirrors are bound to drift off the target area of 3 inches square. This hot box receiver is 6 inches square with a plexiglass window of 1/4 inch thick. Here is my reasoning. The way a car heats up in the summer sun is from the solar spectrum of wavelengths in the shortwave part of it, and that can penetrate the glass windows. Once it penetrates the windshield, something miraculous happens. It changes frequencies and becomes a much longer wavelength radiation. In so doing, since you cannot destroy energy, it gives up a lot of heat, making this change, which then becomes trapped inside of the car. To a great degree, it becomes trapped because this much longer wavelength cannot exit through the same way it came in, but there would be some losses due to convection, conduction, and radiation. Otherwise, the inside temperatures of a car would never cool off at night. J logic, I think. Now the real brain power here is from those reading these reports, and I am depending upon all of you to keep me on the straight and narrow. I don't have time to get my engineering degree. So the plexiglass will serve a couple of purposes. First of all, it will act as a shield against cooling breezes from the local air currents around the Solar One. Secondly, it will or should act as a trap to keep the hot liquid-filled copper coil surrounded by really hot air. To explain the added mirror reflector shields surrounding and mounted to the outside of the receiver, my thought was to redirect any drifting mirror reflections back into the box. This could possibly be done away with if, after I have done more testing, I find that the mirror adjustments are staying in place as planned, hopefully. To insulate the inside of the box from losing temperatures to the outside due to radiation and convection, I will use a high-temperature insulating material and line the inside of it. That should almost nullify any losses due to that condition. To counter any radiation losses, I thought about using a tin foil shield behind the insulation to kind of reflect back into the box those losses. On the very first solar hot water flat plate collector I made back in the 70s, I was absolutely amazed at the heat rays emanating from a 1-foot piece of exposed, uninsulated pipe, before the whole thing exploded on me. That was a big flat plate collector, by the way. In the screenshot on the bottom left and right are 1/4 inch holes in both sides for mounting the box to a wooden support frame that will be strategically set to allow all mirrors to reflect the most perpendicular angle possible into the receiver without the receiver blocking any sun to the mirrors. I could be wrong, but this I believe is called the critical angle, and I don't think it refers to the angle of incidence. The backside of this receiver will be at a near perpendicular angle to our sun. The two holes on the bottom side of the receiver in the screenshots down below here will be for the closed loop of soft copper tubing to be installed into. One will be for the loop end going in, and you guessed it, the other will be for the end exiting the receiver, and special adapters will be used to lock them into the holes. I will pick them up after the completed installation of the receiver and continue the piping run. The hole inside will be painted a high heat resistant black with automotive spray paint, but truly it isn't really necessary to absorb solar radiation due to the fact that the plexiglass already converted the light into heat. I will do it because I want to be able to focus the mirrors onto an easily seen target area, and what shows up better onto a black surface than something white? With these eyes of mine, I need all the help I can get. I might even be able to buy a 6-inch square electrical box and avoid having to make most of this. That would be nicer than trying to make a box out of some leftover 3-inch aluminum angle stock. I welcome all suggestions and comments here as I try to think ahead some. I will be buying more materials this week because President Obama's economic stimulus package for retirees came in, and I am going to put it right back into the economy via Home Deposit and Lowe's. I'm doing my share. Jay, let me know if I'm on the right track here, folks. Bye.